We continue our learning. We are in Trumos Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Vitarmin zeisei shemen al zeisei kevesh, velo zeisei kevesh al zeisei shemen. Says the Mishnah, you're permitted to separate truma from oil, from olives that are olives that are normally used for olive oil, on behalf of olives that are kevesh, which are kvashim, which are going to be preserved. So what does that mean? So when we speak about zeisei shemen oil olives, the olives that, because they have so much oil in it, they're generally used to produce oil. And the preserved olives are olives that don't have that much oil or no oil, and that's why we usually pickle them. So we know the oil olives are superior. And here's the case where we're designating that which is superior, that which is better, as truma on behalf of something less so, which is fine, because that's according to, they're both olives, same species, olives on olives, but we're using the chelev, the mikol chelbo, the choicest portion. Now, some of the farshim say the Mishnah really can't be talking about oil olives, they say, shemen, that I actually plan on using for oil right now. Because if that would be the case, then it would be unprocessed, and that would, then I would be taking from something unprocessed on something that is processed. So that's, according to some, may be problematic, and that's why they may be oil olives, but in this particular case, maybe my intention is not to use them for that purpose. Mishnah continues regarding wine. V'yayin she'enu mevushal ala mevushal. So you're also, so the second half of the zeisei shemen is, v'lo zeisei kevesh al zeisei shemen. But the reverse is not so, meaning I cannot separate preserved olives on behalf of oil olives, because this is where I am taking something that is inferior, on behalf of that which is superior. So take, separate olives from olive on behalf, to separate olives that are going to be preserved, pickled, on behalf of olives that are going to be used for oil, so that the Mishnah says should not be done. That's not a violation of Mikol Chelbo. Question whether it's a Din D'oraisa or Din D'rabbanan, and we discussed that in the past. Then we go to wine. The yayin she'enu mevushal al hamevushal. You are permitted to separate wine that's not mevushal. We considered if you haven't, the wine is not cooked. If it's uncooked, that's superior. Al hamevushal, on behalf of wine that is mevushal, that is cooked, that's permitted. Once again, that's mikol chelbo. This taking the superior, the uncooked wine on behalf of the cooked wine. We have this halacha with respect to kiddush as well. Preferably speaking, according to some, we should be making kiddush on uncooked wine, because that's considered of greater quality rather than the yayin mevushal. Of course, we run into bigger problems if our wine is uncooked. If we have non-Jews tampering with the wine, that may be a bigger problem. So it's probably better to have yayin mevushal anyway. But nonetheless, we assume that the uncooked wine is the superior one. But veloman amavushal al she'ena mavushal. But you're not allowed to take truma from the mavushal, from the cooked wine, which is inferior, on behalf of the mavushal wine. Now, one of the interesting issues in this Mishnah is how it relates to the previous Mishnah. Some of the Mefarshim understand the Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Why? Because they're speaking about a case where there's no coin available to receive the truma. And therefore what? We spoke about in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you should take the superior, that which is superior, even though it's not going to last longer, right? And there's no kohen here, and it's going to maybe spoil. Rabbi Yehuda says, mikol chalbo, you take the better one. So here also, many will claim that the cooked wine is going to last longer. And because of that, if that's going to last longer, so... you'll tell me there's a kohen available, so this could reflect the opinion of the Tanakhama. But if there's no kohen available, and you're telling me to take anyway from the uncooked wine, which may be superior, but is not going to last as long as the cooked wine, so this reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that it's irrelevant whether or not, it's going to spoil or not, whether it's going to last longer or not. It doesn't matter that there's no kohen available. I still should take from the superior wine. That is the way some understand this mission. And others claim that it's not necessarily so. Tanakhama would agree. Why? Because there's a big difference between, when we speak about, let's say, figs. Fresh figs versus dry figs. So fresh figs are going to spoil in a short period of time. The dry figs will last very, very long. When it comes to wine, to tell me that cooked wine lasts better than uncooked wine. And uncooked wine, but that's not going to last for a while, it'll still last for a while. So it could be that that in this case, even the Tanakhama would agree that you should give that which is superior, which is the uncooked wine, even though it won't last as much as the cooked wine, but it'll last long enough that I should separate that as truma, even if there's no kohen available. Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah says, the general rule is, kol shehu kelayim b'chavero, lo yitro mizeh al zeh, afilu min hayafa al hara. If anything that's kelayim one with the other, meaning two different species, you can't separate truma on one species from one species on behalf of the other, even if you're taking up something good. So if things are kelayim, two different species, obviously, and we know, we've discussed kelayim, what's considered kelayim one with another. So two different species, so you can't tell me that I'm going to take truma from the better one on the behalf of the one that's not so good, that's inferior. Yeah, but if it's not the same species, so what good is your truma? But if it's not kelayim one with the other, meaning it's the same species, then we should take min hayafa from the superior on the ra, avalomen hara la yafa, but not from the one which is inferior on the one that's better, because that's a violation of mikol chelbo. But b'di'evid im tara min hara la yafa, as we discussed in the past, mikol chelbo is only a mitzvah, it's only a din l'chatchila. So if you ended up taking from the bad on the good, the truma is effective b'di'evid, as long as it's on from the same species. Chutz min hazunin al achitim she'en an ochel, except zunin on wheat. What does that mean? So zunin is an inferior type of wheat, but it's so inferior, it's actually used as animal food. It's used as bird seed, and it's not fit for human consumption. So there, you would say, okay, good. They're both grain, they're both wheat, species of wheat, so they're not killing one with the other, but I can't take one upon the other. Even b'di'evit, it's not going to be good. Obviously, the zunin is inferior, but b'di'evit, we said, if I take from that which is inferior on that which is superior, that would be good b'di'evin. Now when it comes to zunin ram chitim, zunin is not even fit for human consumption and therefore would not be considered truma on behalf of the chitim because it's not ochel. And then the Mishnah then brings a machlokes v'hakishus v'lahamalaf afon. We've had this in the past. Different explanations for what these are. We'll explain that kishus is cucumbers, malafafon are kurbis. So the Tanakhama says they are min echad. If they're min echad, then no problem with taking truma one on the other. Rabbi Yehuda omer shnei minim. Rabbi Yehuda says they are considered two minim. This is a machlokes that we have in Maseches Kelayim as well. In the first parak, Tanakhama there hold that the combination of cucumbers and kerbies or any member of the gourd family is not kelayim one with the other. That's why you can take a truma one on the other. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they are considered kelayim. That is the end of this parak. We begin the third parak of Trumos. Hatoreim kishus v'nimtzeis mara. We're back to the cucumbers. I separated cucumbers as truma for other cucumbers, but I find out that which I separated as truma is nimtzeis mara, is bitter. So, or avatiach, I separated melons on behalf of the rest of the melons, v'nimtza saruach, and now my truma, that which I separated out, is spoiled. So the Mishnah says, truma, that which I separated out, even though it's spoiled now, has the status of truma, cannot be eaten by a non-kohen. But the yachsov yitrum, but you have to go back and take truma again. This is not because I didn't take, because that which I took was considered spoiled. Now, some background. When a person separates, as we've said, inferior produce is truma on behalf of superior produce, even though we should not have done so, we said b'di'evit, it's okay. Bitter cucumbers and spoiled melons, though, are actually worse than inferior produce because people don't eat them. So if I separated bitter cucumbers on behalf of other cucumbers or spoiled melons on behalf of other melons, so that's not effective at all, even b'di'evit. That's very similar to where I separated, let's say, tamei produce as truma on behalf of Torah produce, which we said was usur midrabanan, because I can't eat that which is tamei. In fact, we're even more strict in our case when it comes to tamei separated on behalf of tahor. There, the halacha was if I, the, a person didn't know, let's say you made a mistake, you didn't know the produce was tamei. We said the truma is bidyevet is effective, and I don't have to separate truma again. Here, though, the halacha is, it is effective bidyevet, but I do have to separate again. And in other words, I didn't know the cucumber was bitter or the watermelon was spoiled. I still have to separate truma again. What's the difference? Because in the case of what with something's tamei, there's no way of knowing that the produce is tamei. So you can't blame him. So the chachamim said, okay, you don't have to do anything here. I should have tasted the produce to see maybe is it edible? Is it spoiled? And since I didn't do so, the chachamim said I have to separate a separate truma. I'll say, how could I taste it? Don't have to separate truma first. Yeah, you could have taken one of the melons and take off a little piece of the same truma, and then I can eat the rest of it, and then I would know if it's saruach, if it's mara, if it's spoiled, or if you're the cucumber, or that it's bitter. Mishnah continues, Hatorei mechavis shel yayin v'nimtzeis shel chometz. Person separates truma from a barrel of wine on behalf of other barrels of wine, and he finds out that truma that he separated out is vinegar. And wine turns to vinegar after a while. So, sounds very similar to the previous case. We'll see it's a little bit different. Im yadua shahaysa shel chometz ad shelo truma. If he knew in advance, he knew this was vinegar before he separated the truma, ain't a truma. So the truma is not effective. But if after you took the truma, then it became vinegar, harezo truma, that is considered truma. In suffix, let's say you didn't know whether it was vinegar before you separated out or not, then truma, we call it truma, but miyachso vitrom, you have to go back and separate truma. So let's talk a little bit about this case. Here, let's talk about a person. Let's say he had 50 barrels of wine. And so what does he have to do? So 50 barrels of wine, so make it easy, 1/50, right? We know that's he has to separate out. That's going to be his truma. So one barrel is now going to be truma. He realized, oh my gosh, this is vinegar. So what's the halacha? So here we said, well, let's see. Did you know about it? Or didn't you know? If you knew about it, so that's your problem. So that it's not going to be truma. Obviously, you would have to separate another truma. But if it was already vinegar, if it was a wine first and then it became vinegar afterwards, so the truma is effective. Why? Because at that time it was wine when I separated. If it's a suffix, so then we treat it as we say, yeah, it's truma v'yachsov yitrum. Now, why do I have to go back and do so? Because we say suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. When it comes to a doubt, when it comes to a din d'oraisa, we have to be strict. So it's possible that which I separated out is valid. So that's why it has all the halachos of truma. We have to be strict. It can't be eaten by a zar, by a non-kohen. On the other hand, maybe it wasn't good. So I also have to be strict on the other way. And I have to, maybe it's tevel. And there, that which I separated on behalf may still be tevel. Maybe this is really not truma, that which I separated out. So I have to separate truma again, another portion. So here I have in front of me, I have two portions of truma. I have the first portion which I separated out, which you're telling me in the case of suffix, which we say may be truma, may not be. We have to treat it strictly. And then I separate afterwards. Now, that which I separate again the second time is going to be a little bit less, right? Because the first time around, I don't have to separate out from the entire mixture. I only have to separate out from that which I have left. So let's say he originally had, as we said, 50 barrels of wine. He designated one of them as truma. So then what he does afterwards, then he separates out a 50th of the remaining 49 barrels. So that's going to be 49 of 50, out of 50 of a single barrel, right? Not a full single barrel. So, okay, so that's the halacha. Now, what happens with these, with what we have here? So the Mishnah here says, these two trumos that I have, the original one, which we treat strictly as truma, and the second one we have to treat also as truma, which I took just in case I still needed to. And so this is how it works. Harishona, the first truma that I separated out. Again, this is the case where I'm not sure if it was wine when I separated out or it was already vinegar. So the first truma which I separated out, eina midamas bifnei atzma. It does not become miduma, which means prohibit the entire mixture by itself, which means the following. Normally speaking, we mentioned that if I have some truma that falls into chulin, into non-truma, so it prohibits the entire mixture, unless I have a majority of 100, a ratio of 100 to 1. We're strict when it comes to truma. But here we'll allow bittul barov. Since midoraisa anyway, bittul barov, we can nullify in a majority. Yes, true mixture of truma and chulin, we normally are going to be strict midarabanan, right? 100 to 1. But in this case, it's possible that the truma portion that I separated out that first time around is not truma at all, right? Could very well be that that was vinegar and that's not considered truma, and only the second portion is truma. So we say safek drabanan lakula. We're going to be lenient, and therefore we're going to say it's going to be batel b'rov. Not only that, vein chayven ala chomesh, nor do I have to pay a fifth. What does that mean? So we've mentioned in the past, a person who, let's say, ends up eating truma b'shogeg, he has to pay the kohen the value of the truma plus a fifth, right? Plus a chomesh. So, and that produce which I give him, that actually becomes truma. So the Mishnah says that in a case where a non-kohen eats something that might have been truma, he only has to pay the principal and not the fifth. Why is that so? Because the halacha is that the non-kohen who ate truma b'shogeg is only forgiven for his avera that he did this b'shogeg if he separates the principal out and designates it a truma. But the fifth is not needed. That's just a penalty. That's only needed, that's not needed for forgiveness. So since it's not needed for forgiveness, so then, and it's only a penalty, since in a case of doubt, he doesn't have to pay the fifth. Not only that, actually, according to the Mefarshim, in order for a person to have, to be nimchal, to have forgiveness for the truma that he ate, they don't even have to give it to the Kohen yet. Just separating out a truma, the principle, the Karen, is enough. So certainly, the fifth, he would not have to add. So in our case, in the case of Suffolk, you don't have to add a fifth. V'chein hashnia. And the Mishnah says the same thing is true when it comes to the second one, the second barrel. It also doesn't make it meduma. It'll be batel barov, and it doesn't have that penalty of a fifth. The same thing would be true. Now, we have to remember that these two trumos I separated out, we know only one of them is really truma. If the first portion that I separated was actually wine when I separated, so that was effective, and that's the real truma. And then the second thing is not needed at all. But if it was vinegar, so then it was not effective. And the second portion is the real truma. So only one of them is real truma. So true, the owner is not allowed to eat either portion because maybe one of them is truma. He really only needs to give the kohen one. The kohen is only deserving of one of them to have for free. The other one, he should not get for free. So that's why the kohen would have to, financially speaking, so the kohen is only entitled to one. And he can even give the smaller portion to the kohen. Why? Because hamotzi mechaver l'varaya, right? It's the burden of proof, but is on the kohen to tell him that the bigger truma is, which is the first one he separated, is actually the truma.